Our buddy Daryl Ryder has some news.
Yeah, so apparently actually he's got a piece also on 923thefan.com doing the laying out what is going on with the stadium, gentlemen, because, oh boy, we may have ourselves a bit of a problem here as the city of Cleveland is planning to sue to keep the Browns in Cleveland under the Art Modell law.
Dude, there's no problem here. There's no problem. It's cute.
Keep going.
It's cute that they think the Art Modell thing's going to keep this thing in Cleveland. It's not.
Despite potential political courtroom posturing, I'm turning the Browns plan to purchase the 176 acres of land in Brook Park for the dome and development by the end of the year. The Haslam Sports Group played $20 million for that purchase option.
Okay.
Boys, do we need to worry about this when it comes to the stadium?
Nope. Did you read Daryl's tweets?
May I politely ask you to show your work on this matter?
It's the law itself. That's the work. They will fulfill the contract that goes till 28. So they did their part on that, and then the other part of that Art Modell law is what you've got to offer the opportunity to let somebody buy it and keep it in there. Okay, anyone got $5.1 billion? That's what Daryl said. At least he thought it was going to be $5.1 billion. But who's to say that they can't say, you know what, they have to offer to sell the team to somebody from Cleveland. So
Like it. We want to keep it, but if you have $10 billion.
Yeah, if you want it, yeah. We'll sell the team for $10 or $15 billion then. Who's coming up with that kind of cash?
In Daryl's piece right here, he adds in, quote, this is from a source familiar with the city's plans, told 92.3 The Fan, the law was passed to protect city investments and stop teams from moving when taxpayers support the stadium slash team. If ownership had not received public dollars, they would be free to go. So that's why they're looking to do it.
I don't know. I'm still saying if this wants to get super ugly, the team could move it to a surrounding county. If they want to pay for everything by themselves, Medina's closer to the Columbus market than it is to than Cleveland is itself. I don't know. I'm pretty
Lorraine
happy.
Lorraine is closer to the Toledo market.
Summit County is right there, too. If they want to pay for the whole thing themselves, they'll just take it over there. They can do that. That goes with the Modell law. So if they want to pay for the whole thing out of pocket, then they don't even have to worry about that. But they are fulfilling the part of the lease to take them to 20. Here's what Daryl said, and this is why I just think it's all kind of cute. It's all politicians talking before November 5th to me. It's what I'm listening to here. It's all politicians that are looking to get bigger and better jobs somewhere down the road. Here's the text. This is what Daryl said. Here's the text of Modell's law Cleveland is trying to use to force the Browns to stay in the existing stadium. Lease will be fulfilled following the 2028 season. Team is free after that. Should take any judge 30 seconds to throw this out.
I also
fail to see where there are people who represent the county and represent the state and forget that Brook Park, like Brook Park's in Ohio, is it? Can you guys double check me on that one? Is Brook Park in Ohio? Anyone?
Seems like I see
anyone.
It anytime I go up 71 or go to the airport.
Is there a land swap involved with Nebraska?
Forget about that. Yeah, with Nebraska. Yeah, forget about the land swaps. Forget about that. Here's
what
I'm
saying. Swapped with Michigan on any of that stuff?
Sure.
We got to look into it.
I got to go back and look at the war, right?
Exactly.
Then the other part of it is, I'm sorry, is Brook Park in Cuyahoga County? Anybody? Anybody?
Ooh, was there a land swap with that one with Tuscarora's?
Oh, man. I thought we were going to get New Philly and Dover and put them together and call it New Dover. I was hoping for that. But again, I'm just double checking because just check my math on this, right? Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County. Is that true or false?
Factual statement.
I believe that's correct.
And Brook Park is also in Ohio, correct?
I do believe there are county executives.
Jury might be out on that one, but I think you're on to something.
And then double-check me on this one. November 5th is not only in our world the NFL trade deadline day, but it's also election day.
I believe that would be.
Okay, so let's get the politicians in hot air just floating all over the place. Hang on, one more thing. Jobs are good? I don't know. Jobs good? Unemployment bad?
I can't figure that out without arrows. You got to have an arrow next to it.
I'll get you a spreadsheet on that.
Please do.
The one thing I don't understand, and maybe it's because I don't live in the city of Cleveland, I don't understand why such a huge fuss about moving off the lakefront that they want to develop where a stadium just gets in the way and building the most superior complex of anything we've had athletically in our community ever. I mean, and if they're able to put everything together that they want to put together for this, it's going to be a bigger complex than Gateway.
Oh, yeah. There's more land.
Exactly. Gateway's landlocked.
Yeah.
I mean, there are only so many things they can do with the field house.
Jeff, there's one road to get to the stadium on game day. One. When you're inside 2 hours of the game.
It's like
we had Ben Baby on the pregame show last week, right?
Who love that
came
name,
up from, from Cincinnati, right? He had to keep postponing his interview because he couldn't get to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Because there's only one way to get in. That's happened to me. It happened to Jim Donovan in the beginning of the season of the year. You have one way to get in that stadium. One.
Here's the thing, and I think everybody needs a reality check on this. Fans, politicians, I think everybody needs a reality check. We've had a team leave the city of Cleveland. This ain't it. They're going down the road 10 miles. This is not a team moving.
Jeff, they're like on the border of Cleveland. They're, like if they draw a line,
I know.
It's on that line.
This is not a team leaving our community. This is a team that wants to, with public funds as well, welcome to the world the way it is now. This is a team that wants to do something huge. Do they want to make money out of it? You're damn right they do. But they also want to do something that's going to be monumental and something different and seems like it would be phenomenal for our community. I do not understand the big stink about all this, especially when the stadium that's sitting there right now is, in their eyes, in need of repair.
Brown's not practicing today. Running back Jerome Ford with a hamstring injury. Safety Ronnie Hickman still dealing with that ankle injury. Linebacker Jordan Hicks dealing with an elbow triceps injury. Center Ethan Posick with a knee injury. And Jedrick Wills with a knee injury. Again, those five players not practicing today for the Cleveland Browns.